Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Dad the horns with Bowser.
This is your time.
Yeah, but we didn't get all we needed last Christmas, and now we can.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Let's renovate our home and purchase appliances.
And plan a trip with the kids.
Or buy a new car.
Republic Bank Cash Bonanza. Same day approvals. Apply in person or safely online. Plus a chance to win lots of prizes. This is your time to get what you need. Republic Bank Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Eva finally walked through the door after 4 days missing. But her explanation left Simon and Pepper more shaken than relieved. She claimed she had been at a friend's house, drinking and blacking out with no memory of everything that happened. Before they could make sense of it all, Joy stormed in and launched a violent assault on Eva. Pepper declared it domestic violence, while Joy dramatically washed her hands of the situation. Meanwhile at the gym, Divine spotted Kevin looking cozy with a mystery woman and noticed his wedding ring was missing. Kevin insisted his marriage to Unique was stronger than ever, but Divine wasn't fully convinced. As we return to Morondoy, Bibi has returned from the clinic.
Sonny, me come back.
How it go at the clinic, babes? Man, me sorry me couldn't go with you this morning.
It's hard, man. Me had to wait because they had a couple people before me.
So what I tell you, babes?
It's just some woman issues, man. Don't worry yourself.
You know me must worry.
Me go be okay, Sonny. Me just got to do some tests.
What kind of test?
Like a pelvic exam, son of man.
Them suspect something wrong?
I be not know that nothing wrong, Sonny.
But you know your mommy dead from cervical cancer, girl.
Thanks, Sonny. Me not be know.
All right, sorry, babe.
So that mean that me go get to become a mama haram.
But at least them rule that out, right?
Yes, Sonny.
Good. Mom, baby, it's so much people me hear get cancer these days, girl. It's frightening, man. Look, me just want everything to be alright with you, babes.
Alright, my son, you not worried yourself, man. Me I prepare my mind for anything.
What do you mean by that?
Sonny, I be big. I be not gonna live forever.
My baby, me know that. But me and you got to live plenty more years together.
Once Allah allow it.
Me and you got to grow old together. Me mean it, you know.
Me know, Sonny. Me know you mean it.
Me want to live to a good old age, babes. You are the one that make sure that me eat right and so. Insist that we exercise and so. But, baby, me diabetes under control because I'm a loving wife. infant.
Yes, Sonny, me know.
Please, me can't live without you, no girl.
Oh, but Sonny, what will happen if me go before you?
What?
You know, I be never sit down and talk about that.
Man, look, man, we don't have to. Because you ain't going nowhere and left me.
Sonny, life's strange. I be not know what gonna happen tomorrow. I be should prepare for anything.
Man. That one thing me no want prepare for.
Well, all right.
Look, man, look. Let me change the subject.
Me go lie down a little bit, man. Me feel a little tired.
All right. Okay. Ay, what is life, eh?
Buddy, be quiet. Let's talk about the golden rule. It says, do...
Where is my Iceland? Unique, I miss the little girl.
Look, she here sleeping, Granny.
Oh, look me, baby. Oh, Unique, it's time you come home, man.
Mommy, I'm glad for the little company.
But nothing stopping you from coming home with Shiranda.
You're right, you know.
Come and start building your house. Guyana is a paradise. Yes, we got a problem, but this is home.
All right, Mommy.
Let your Mary come and experience the little Guyanese life, man. We can find a good school for put in.
I gotta put certain things in place over here first, though.
Well, all right. Do whatever you have to do. Because a lot of people coming home.
Well, there's a lot going on in America right now. But all over the world is a mess.
Is mankind got it, sir? It's like we don't like peace in this world.
But what's the point of all of this fighting, though? At the end of the day, we are gonna end up in the same place. Look how Ari left with sudden and gone last year.
Mandy, do you are really depressing? Find something else to talk about now.
Sorry, Unique. I mean to make you feel sad.
Is the reality of life we talking about, though?
I know, but still, at the mention of Daddy, I just feel depressed.
I understand.
Granny, you see Kevin with any girl?
Where would I see Kevin with a girl?
Well, somebody call me and tell me how to see you with a girl.
So why would you believe that somebody... Why you don't ask him? Communication is the key in any marriage.
I don't want to bring it up and then it's not nothing and a whole lot of stories start. I want things to remain good between us.
You know the kind of husband you have, Unique. He never give any reason to think that he would cheat.
I know. Trust is a hard man when you're there long distance, you know. Me heart used to there burning me when you see Avery being over and I being in Guyana.
Oh, Unique, you entrust Kevin?
Yeah, but...
But nothing. Husband and wife supposed to trust one another.
So, Mommy, you completely trust Mr. Goldman?
I trust my husband, yes.
But, Granny, you and Mr. Goldman all is not the same thing.
Well, look at me crosses.
I mean it like the man, but which woman gonna want Mr. Goldman? Unique, stop!
Unique... I don't know what you're trying to say about me, husband. But enough little girls as they're running behind these same old men for what I got.
True.
So stop it right there for me.
All right, Granny, I'm sorry. Must keep an eye on Kevin for me, though, right?
Keep an eye on who? Not me. Me and watch money, nobody, husband.
But Granny...
I must left me part of me restaurant for see what Kevin doing. Let whoever call in and give you information watch money for you.
I look for
them. Unique, you are a married woman. You up and go away to America, and even though I understand you needed a break because you're grieving, a lot of times you don't consider Kevin's feelings.
Kevin came over and spent Christmas with us. He's fine.
My point is, temptation, they're all over this place. And some of these women hungry and they're looking. They don't even care if the man married, if he's single or dead. They're going to go after you.
Dad, Mommy.
Well, I ain't changing my mouth. Kevin is a decent young man, and I show plenty of women that's be watching you.
If Kevin ever cheat on me, it's a happy divorce I can dig in.
And before the divorce finalize, you can have another woman.
What is this?
The world short of good men. Everybody running around the place. They're cheating. They're having sex with Tom, Dick, and Harry. And they ain't even using condoms.
Mommy. Well, up to date with what's going on.
I just read. Plus, when you go up on the Facebook or the TikTok or wherever, it's one set of story you see there. If If I was young at this time, I probably would have torn a nun.
Mama, me. Some of we can't do that.
So, Rhonda, when you gonna look for somebody else?
Look, let me husband get cold in the grave. I ain't got time for look for nobody else right now.
Well, okay.
I can call Kevin.
Unique, if you really worried, cut short your time and come home. Kevin miss you and Iceland. The boy been through a lot with you and he's still here.
I know, Granny.
He really is a good young man.
Yeah, I know I got lucky with Kevin. He never judged me because of my HIV status. And he never cared what people were saying. I know Kevin really loves me.
Exactly.
Well, Unique, you can ask him about the girl.
I will.
All you know is some wicked person giving you fake news because they want your husband. You try that, Unique.
Bibi, it's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah, man, a long I've been a talk, June.
I know.
Listen, me call for talk this thing with you.
Okay.
Girl, me think me been done with this menopause thing. But just the other day, me get a little bleeding or something like that.
Oh.
So, me went to the clinic this morning and them advised me for go and take some tests.
Okay. I figured they want you to do a pelvic exam, pap smear.
And an ultrasound too.
Yes.
But honestly, June, me kind of freaking, you know.
I understand. But don't worry yourself too much until you know for sure that is something. Bleeding after menopause can be serious, but sometimes it's harmless. It might be due to thinning tissues or maybe fibroids.
But what if it's something like a cancer?
It could be that too. But don't jump to conclusions when you haven't done the test.
I guess I'm just worried because of my mother. She died from cervical cancer, you know.
Baby. You won't know for sure what it is until you do the tests. And not because your mother had cervical cancer means you have it.
But tell me something, Nurse June. If my mama had it, then I increase my risk of getting them?
Yes, the risk is slightly increased. But not because the cancer is inherited.
Oh, okay.
You and your mother share genetic factors that influence your immune response to HPV. Now, HPV is a virus that causes cervical cancer.
Oh.
We women should continue to get screened for cervical cancer even after menopause because the risk doesn't disappear.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, Bibi, we don't know that it is cervical cancer that has caused the bleeding.
All right, well, I guess I'm just gonna go and do the test them.
Good.
Me really worried, you know. But me not really want Sonny for know how worried me be. Me I try for assure that I be gonna accept whatever the case is. But this thing got me thinking all kind of thing, June.
Bibi, I know that none of us is here forever. But life is still precious. And if we're going to live to an old age, it is better to get there in good health.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever the findings are, you have a village, baby. You will be supported by all of us.
Me know what you say. But me really hope I'm not in June. Because me see what me mama been through. And me know for one fuck me can't handle that.
I hear you.
Me go just let you know what the results say.
And I will keep you in my prayers, baby.
Thanks, June. I really need them.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.